今天晚上想跟他去来学习啊，复兴自己，来复兴别人。
Tonight, the topic of our mutual encouragement is revive others by reviving ourselves.
主耶稣升天以前，对我们交代两个使命。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave us two missions.
第一个就是往普天下去传福音。
The first is to go and preach the gospel to the world.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Those who are believed and baptized will be saved.
那第二个就是牧养主的羊。
And the second is to shepherd God's sheep.
不管是传福音、牧养主的羊，都跟一个人的灵魂得救有关系。
And whether it's to evangelize or shepherd God's sheep, it has to do with one's spiritual life.
那圣经说，一个人的灵魂胜过全世界。
And the Bible says that the worth of a person's soul is more than that of the world.
所以如果我们能够传福音，让一个人来信主，我们一生所做一件圣功，这个价值已经超过全世界。
Therefore, if we can preach the gospel to someone and save their soul, this task alone is worth more than anything else.
但是有时候我们在教会里面看到洗礼的人不少。
Sometimes we see that there's more than a few people who get baptized.
但是过了几年以后，继续留在教会的不多。
But then only a few remain in the church after several years.
所以天国路这一条确实是不容易走完。
Therefore, this path to heaven is a difficult journey to complete.
因此有时候我们信仰软弱的时候，需要别人来帮助。
And therefore, sometimes when our faith is weak, we need the help of other people.
所以我们如果能够帮助别人信仰复兴，就做了一件美好的圣功。
Therefore, if we're able to revive other people's faith, then this would be a beautiful work.
那要帮助别人信仰复兴之前，就是要先复兴我们自己的信仰。
But in order to revive others' faith, we have to first revive our own faith.
我想用这个礼拜的读经进度，列王记上17章跟18章，我们来思想这个问题。
And I would like to use our Bible reading schedule, First King chapter 17 and 18, to study this topic.
这个17章就是在讲以利亚怎么复兴自己的信仰。
And in chapter 17, it talks about how Elijah revived his own faith.
18章就是以利亚怎么复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
And in chapter 18, it talks about how Elijah revived the faith of the Israelites.
所以先有17章，才有18章。
There was first chapter 17, then chapter 18.
所以如果我们没有办法复兴自己，我们就没有办法复兴别人。
Therefore, if we're unable to revive our own faith, then we won't be able to revive other people's faith.
那我们首先来看18章。
Let's first look at chapter 18.
到底以色列百姓的信仰发生什么问题？
So let's examine the problem of the Israelites' faith.
我们看列王记上18章的19节。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 18, verse 19. Now, therefore, send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table.
这个地方讲要招聚以色列众人，还有侍奉巴利的450个先知。
Here it says, "Send and gather all Israel to God on Mount Carmel and the 450 prophets of Baal."
还有侍奉亚瑟拉的400个先知。
As well as the 400 prophets of Asherah.
以色列 是神的王子。
Israel is the prince of God.
神是他们的王。
God is their king.
但是很显然的，经过了一段时间之后，他们的信仰，渐渐迷失了。
But as we can see here that after several generations, their faith was lost.
也就是他们渐渐去拜偶像。
They gradually left God and worshipped idols instead.
那在十诫里面，拜偶像就是第二诫。
And in the Ten Commandments, worshipping idol commits the second commandment.
第一诫要拜独一真神。
The first one is to worship the one true God.
第二诫不可以拜偶像。
And the second one is thou shalt not worship idols.
所以拜偶像是一种属灵的奸淫。
And worshipping idols is an act of spiritual immorality.
这是对神的不忠。
It's an unfaithfulness towards God.
所以这个绝对会让一个人的信仰流失。
And it will definitely cause someone to lose their faith.
偶像就是用有形的来取代无形的神。
And to worship an idol is replacing this invisible God with something that's visible.
所以我们可以想想看，我们的生活有多少看得见、摸得见有神的，已经取代了我们生活中的优先顺序。
So we can examine our lives to see what's there that's visible and tangible that we place high priority on.
那个取代神的优先顺序的那个就会渐渐让我们的信仰流失。
And the things that we prioritize above God, these things will cause us to lose our faith.
所以一个人信仰流失有时候不是一天造成的。
And so for someone to lose their faith, that does not happen overnight.
有时候是渐渐的，一个月、一年这样逐渐造成的。
It's a gradual process that may take months or even year.
所以在这个过程当中，如果有人来帮助他回转，那他的信仰就得到复兴。
And during this process, if someone can come to help them with their faith, then perhaps their faith can be revived.
所以我们现在看21节。
Therefore, let's look at verse 21.
列王记上18章的21节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God,Follow him, but if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
这个地方讲，你们心持两意要到几时呢？
Here it says, How long will you falter between two opinions?
这个心持两意就是脚踏两只船。
And to falter between two opinions is as if someone having their feet in two different boats.
一方面他们知道，他们今天在迦南地。从埃及出来，走过旷野，这个证明有一个很伟大的真神。
So the Israelites, they knew that they left Egypt and entered into Canaan, and that was because God brought them here.
但是在他们进到迦南地里面，有一些外族人他们有拜他们的神。
But when they came to the land of Canaan, and the people here worshipped their idols.
那他们的神就是他们的文化的一部分。
And their idols were part of their culture.
所以以色列百姓渐渐就被这些外族人的影响，外族人的文化所同化。
And the Israelites were slowly assimilated and adapted their culture.
所以如果他只拜独一真神他就会被外族的人所孤立。
Because if they continue to hold on to only worshipping the one true God, they would be outcast.
他就跟他们不一样。
They would be different from the other Canaanites.
所以今天我们很容易顺从 这个世俗的文化。
And today it is very easy for us to assimilate with the culture.
啊，因为我们不愿意跟别人不同。
Because we don't want to be different.
啊，我们很愿意别人啊能够啊认我们是他们的一部分。
We want to be accepted and to belong.
啊，所以啊这样的心态就很容易啊跟着别人的文化去生活。
And if we hold on to this type of attitude, it would, we might very easily be assimilated.
啊，所以啊，这里说你心思两意要到什么时候呢
？So here it asks, how long will you falter between two opinions?
啊，最后说大家一言不答。
And the people did not say a word.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为他们不愿意做选择。
It's because they did not want to choose.
因为选择就是要改变。
Because to make a decision, they had to change.
啊，改变就是要站在一边，放弃另外一边。
To change, they have to adopt one side and to refuse the other side.
啊，不论他选择哪一边啊，心里都是不安的。
And doesn't matter which side they choose, they will still feel uncertain.
啊，所以今天。常常我们在很舒服的生活当中，我们不愿意改变。
And today in our daily lives, when we are living in comfort, we don't want to change.
啊，一旦要改变啊，就是表示有一些啊舒服的要放弃。
And whenever we make some sort of change, that means we have to let go and give up some of the comforts that we originally had.
可能新的生活方式有很多不方便的地方。
And perhaps there are some inconveniences.
好，所以虽然啊，我们常常在读圣经，在听神的道啊，我们知道观念上知道什么是对的。
And therefore, when we often read the Bible, we know what's right.
啊，但是我们实际的生活却很少改变。
But in our actual lives, we do not make a lot of changes.
啊，也就是啊，我们不愿意啊，在这里讲不愿意做选择。
And that is like the Israelites, unwilling to make a choice.
啊，那虽然当时已经啊有干旱3年多了。
And even though by then, they already had a drought for 3 years.
你想想看，如果加州3年一滴雨都没有下，会成什么样子
？Can you imagine if in California it doesn't rain for 3 years? How would it be?
啊，山上就没有雪，也没有水，那这个真的是饥荒会来到。
There will not be snow nor rain or water, and there will be famine.
啊，所以当时啊，国里面有很多的寡妇。
Therefore, back then they had a lot of widows.
啊，因为啊，很多的男人都饿死了。
Because a lot of the men died of famine.
啊，但是在这个情况下，他们还是不愿意改变。
But despite under such circumstances, they still did not want to change.
啊，可见人要改变自己是何等的难。
From this, we can see how difficult it is for someone to change.
那真的让他们改变的是什么
？But what is it that truly changed them？
好，我们看啊，《列王记上》18章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
啊，《列王记上》18章的37节。
Let's turn to verse 37. Hear me, O Lord.Hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
啊，38节。
Verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench.
好，这个地方啊，神啊，以利亚先知向神祷告。
Here, a prophet Elijah prayed to God.
啊，求你让这个民知道你是神。
Please, God, let the people know that you are Lord.
啊，求你叫这些民回心转意。
So that these people can turn back to you.
啊，如果他真的认识神，相信他们祖宗拜的神，他们就会回心转意。
Because if they can truly know God, then they will be able to turn back to God.
啊，结果他们看见什么
Then what do they see?
38节讲，神从天上降火来，烧尽了燔祭物。
It says here that the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice.
那在前面里面呢，这些假先知也有在献祭。
And prior to these, the false prophets also tried to make their sacrifice.
而且什么都没有发生。
But nothing happened.
但是现在这样祷告完，天就降火下来。
But after Elijah prayed, immediately fire descended from heaven.
所以很明显就知道，一个神是假的，另外一个神是真神，是大有能力的。
And it's obvious from what they can see that one is false idol and the other one is a true God.
所以有时候我们在生活中久了对神体验越来越模糊。
And sometimes in our faith, the longer we're in this faith, sometimes we become, we cannot see God.
所以渐渐心里就开始偏离了，这个世界就开始有偶像跑进来。
And therefore, we kind of sidetrack, we go astray, and the world enters into our heart.
一直到我们生活有什么事情没有办法解决，我们真的很迫切祷告然后神听我们祷告，我们体会到神是真的，我们的信仰就回头。
And only then when we face difficulties that we pray to God really hard and God helps us and we truly acknowledge God in our lives.
好，我们看四十节。
Let's turn to verse 40.
好，39开始。
Sorry, verse 39. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
所以他们看见这个火下来，马上改变耶和华是神。
And so when the people saw the fire descended from heaven, immediately they said, The Lord, He is God.
所以他们的信仰就回头了。
And that's how they turn back to God.
所以我们可以看到神借着以利亚使以色列百姓信仰回头。
And we can see that through Elijah, God turned the people back to him.
然后假先知杀掉了。
And the false prophets were put to death.
那罪拿掉，以色列百姓又回心转意归向神。
And after the sin is removed, these people turn back to God.
所以祷告就发生功效。
And Elijah's prayer was effective.
我们现在看同样的列王记上十八章。
Let's also look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
44节。
Verse 44.
请。
Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, Go up, say to Ahab, Prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.
45.
Verse 45. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain, so Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel.
这个是45节在讲霎时之间天就风云黑暗降下大雨。
And verse 45 it says that now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind and there was heavy rain.
所以当一个人愿意把生活中的偶像拿掉，然后全心归向神，祷告，神的恩典就会降临。
So when someone is able to remove the idol in their heart and wholeheartedly pray to God, God's showers of blessing will come down.
这个是神借着以利亚做的工作。
And this is a work of God that he did through Elijah.
那今天神要借着我们来帮助别人能够信仰复兴。
And today, God can also use us to revive the faith of other people.
让他们愿意把偶像拿掉，归向神，来体会神的恩典。
And to allow them to be willing to remove the idol in their heart and to turn back to God, to receive God's blessing.
啊，但是当神用以利亚复兴他们信仰之前，啊，神怎么复兴以利亚的信仰？
But before God used Elijah to revive the Israelites' faith, how did God revive Elijah's faith?
啊，我们现在回到十七章来学习。
So let's turn back to chapter 17 to learn about this.
在十七章跟十八章当中，一共有三次神的话临到以利亚。
In these two chapters, there were three times that God's word came to Elijah.
啊，十八章是第三次啊，神的话临到以利亚啊，去见亚哈王。
And in chapter 18, that is the third time when God's word came upon him, telling him to go see King Ahab.
啊，为着是让雨降下来。
Which was to, for the rain to come down.
啊，但是在这个之前，神还有两次，啊，他的话临到以利亚。
But prior to the, this third time, there were two other times that God's word came to Elijah.
啊，这个神的话临到以利亚，这两次就是要复兴他的信仰。
And in these two times, God, revived Elijah's faith.
啊，那我们就来想，这两次对我们代表什么意义？
So let's ponder about this. What do these two times mean to us?
好，我们现在来看《列王记上》十七章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 17.
啊，《列王记上》十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying.
第三节。
Verse 3. Get away from here and turn eastward, and hide by the brook.Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
啊，这个地方讲要离开这里，然后到基利西旁藏在那里。
Here God tells them, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
哦，神叫以利亚藏在基利西旁。
God wanted Elijah to hide by the brook Cherith.
哦，这个藏这个字很有意思啊。
It's very interesting the use of the word hide here.
啊，如果他藏在基利西旁，就是表示啊，没有人找得到他，他也看不到人，因为他是藏在那里。
And so for him to hide by the brook Cherith, that means other people won't be able to see him, and he won't be seeing other people.
哦，我们在圣经里面常常看到一个人得到力量之前，或者要被神用之前，常常需要学习隐藏。
And in the Bible, we can often see examples where, before a person is to be used by God, they have to learn to, hide.
啊，好像说摩西40岁，信心很大，说话行事都有能力。
For example, for Moses, when he was 40 years old, he was very capable.
哦，所以他想要为神做一些事情。
So he wanted to do something for God.
但是他的侍奉大概只有一天吧。
But perhaps his service was only for one day.
哦，因为他用手打死人了。
Because he killed someone.
所以神就叫他旷去，送他去旷野牧养。
So God sent him to the desert to be a shepherd.
所以他就藏在那里40年。
And he hid there for 40 years.
啊，这个40年只面对羊啊。
And in these 40 years, he only faced the sheep.
哦，那隐藏的时候够了啊，那神就向他显现。
And when the hiding time was up, God shown himself to him.
哦，所以隐藏的这个40年，他确实有改变。
And in this 40 years of hiding, Moses changed.
啊，那我们也看保罗被拣选的时候。
And we can also see from the example of Paul.
哦，他想啊，我要到耶路撒冷传福音。
And when he thought that I want to go to Jerusalem to preach.
啊，因为大家都知道啊，我是逼迫基督徒的，今天我。反过来信耶稣，啊，一定会感动很多人。
Because everyone knew that I was one who is very zealous in persecuting the Christians. So if they hear from me, that would be a very good testimony.
但是后来人要杀他，他就逃走了，他就藏起来。
But because other people wanted to kill him, so he hid himself.
就藏在大树里面，他的故乡。
And so he hid in his hometown.
结果到时候成熟了，神就感动巴拿巴把他找出来。
And when the time it was ripe, God sent Barnabas to go see him.
那主耶稣出来传福音。
And when Jesus came out to preach,
虽然在圣殿每天遇到很多人。
Even though he saw many people in the temple every day.
但是一到晚上他就隐藏在山上。
But when it comes to nighttime, he will retreat and hide in the mountains.
所以我们今天生活，我们暴露在好多人的面前。
And today in our lives, we are in front of many other people.
也暴露在好多的事情面前。
对不起，可以再说一次吗？
我们自己也面对了好多的事情。
And we also deal with many things.
特别我们现在面临这个网络的时代，大众传播的时代，太多，我们已经跟他们接触面太多太长。
And especially in this time and age of internet, that there's a lot of exposure.
所以周围的人事物已经让我们没有办法专心。
So there are so many people, things, and matters that distract us.
所以为什么信仰会失去力量？
And so why is it that we lose our strength in our faith?
因为神的分量越来越弱。
Because the portion of our heart that's dedicated to God is smaller and smaller.
神要我们尽心尽性尽意地爱他。
God wants us to love him with all our heart and all our might and our strength.
但是当我们有太多的人事物的时候，我们神的比例就越来越小。
But when there's too many distractions in our life, God only takes up a very small proportion in our heart.
所以就在那个地方，我们失去了力量。
And it's at this time that we lose our strength.
所以圣经才说，你要专心寻求，就必寻见。
Therefore, the Bible says you have to seek with all your heart, and you will find.
马太福音里面讲挪亚的世代。
And the Gospel of Matthew mentioned the era of Noah.
让人照常吃喝嫁娶。
People eat, drink, and marry.
结果洪水来，他不知不觉。
And they weren't aware when the flood came.
就是他没有办法专心在挪亚船的警告上。
Because they weren't paying attention or weren't heeding to Noah's warning.
吃喝是神的恩典，嫁娶也是神的恩典。
And to be able to eat, drink, and marry is a grace of God.
但是如果那个变成生活的重心。
But if these become the focus of our life,
那 我们在信仰生活就渐渐失去力量。
Then our faith will lose its strength.
所以圣经在讲这个以利亚施洗约翰有以利亚的心智能力。
So the Bible says that John the Baptist has the heart of Elijah.
所以以利亚的心智跟能力，这个是圣经里面所强调的重点。
So,the Bible was emphasizing on the heart and determination of Elijah.
那施洗约翰他也是有以利亚这种心智跟能力。
And John the Baptist had this heart of Elijah and his determination.
那我们看他的生活很简单。
And we see that his life was very simple.
所以他才能够专心在神的事情上。
And that was why he was able to focus on God's matters.
他才能够从神得到力量。
And that was why he was able to receive strength from God.
所以这里讲要到基利西旁藏起来。
So here it says to hide by the brook Cherith.
哦，那我们的基利西旁在哪里？
So where is our brook Cherith?
啊，所以人需要学习隐藏、安静，啊，就在那个地方可以渐渐的重新得力。
So first we have to find our brook Cherith and be quiet and there we shall find strength.
好，那要吃什么？
Then what do we eat?
我们看第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4.
啊，第五节，啊，第四节。
Verse 4. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
这个地方讲要喝溪水，然后我吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
Here it says that I drink from the brook and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
啊，人活着不单是靠食物。
We live not by bread alone.
乃是要靠神口里所出来的话。
But by the word of God.
啊，口里出来的话对以利亚讲是什么？
And what was the word that God gave Elijah?
就是你到基利西旁喝那个水，然后乌鸦会叼饼给你吃。
God's word to him was that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
你信吗？
Do you believe it?
如果你信，你就愿意去。
If you believe, then you will go.
如果你信不到，我在那边饿死，哪里有可能乌鸦会供养我？你就去不了。
But if you don't believe that there will be food there, then you won't go.
哦，我们在看美国总会在发公文哈，我们现在要开始招募神学生。
And we see that the USGA has sent out a document announcement saying that we're recruiting TTP students.
哦，以前啊，招不到人，也有说哦，把生活费再调高就会有人。
And some previously, when there was difficulty recruiting people, some people suggest that perhaps we should increase the stipend.
哦，那如果我们现在生活费我们不愿意出来啊，那生活费提高，我们就会考虑，这个可能侍奉会有问题。
But if someone is judging whether they should come out to serve based on the amount of stipend, then there might be some problem here.
因为主耶稣说，你先求神的国、神的义，日用的饮食就要给你。
Because Lord Jesus said that seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things, including food, will be given to you.
我们在想，我信吗？
So we have to think about it. Do we believe?
如果我信了，我就不会为生活忧虑。
If I believe, then I won't be worried about daily necessities.
因为飞鸟神都会养活，何况我是一个服侍神的人。
Because God looks after even the birds in the sky, of course God will also look after me.
啊，所以啊，以利亚就去了。
So Elijah went.
啊，所以每天啊，乌鸦叼饼给他吃啊。
And every day the raven came to him with bread.
神是信实的，他讲的话一定会实现。
And God is faithful. Whatever he said will happen.
啊，那这个。完了、哦、神就第二次再向他说话。
So after this, God spoke to him a second time.
好，我们看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying,
第九节。
Verse 9. Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
这个地方讲啊，神叫他到一个寡妇家。
Here God told him to go to a house of a widow.
那我已经吩咐一个寡妇供养你。
I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
啊，在旧约时代啊，寡妇代表没有社会地位，也是代表贫穷，没有经济来源。
And in the Old Testament time, a widow would be someone without status or source of income.
啊。所以要到寡妇的家来接受寡妇的供养、哦、这个对神要很大的信心、啊、
Therefore, for Elijah to be willing to go to a widow and for the widow, for him to ask the widow to provide for him, that requires a lot of faith.
然后他在寡妇的家到最后这个妇人怎么来形容以利亚？
And after he went, how did the widow describe Elijah in the end?
我们看24节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
好，请读。
Then the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you're a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.
这里寡妇说，我现在我知道你是神人。
And the woman here said that now by this I know that you are a man of God.
那神借你口所说的话是真的。
And that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.
是神在讲话，但是是借着你的口。
It's God who's speaking, but he spoke those words through you.
这个就表示神真的跟以利亚同在。
And this really goes to show that God was with Elijah.
那神借着以利亚讲什么？
So what did God spoke through Elijah?
如果我们回到17章。
If we turn back to chapter 17.
17章的12节。
Verse 12. So she said, As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar, and see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
这个寡妇真的是生活很困难。
This widow, she has a very difficult time.
你看现在只有一点面还有一点油，她现在找两根柴然后要做饼吃了就等死了。
She only had a little bit of flour, a little bit of oil, and she was about to make the last meal so that they would eat and die.
那神竟然他到寡妇的家要寡妇来养活他，那到底是要怎么养？
So how is it that Elijah, how can this widow support Elijah?
那我们看13节。
Let's turn to verse 13. And Elijah said to her, Do not fear.Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son.
这里以利亚对他讲说你不要怕，照我所说的去做，先为我做一块饼，拿来给我，然后为你跟你的儿子做饼。
And so Elijah here, he said to her that, don't be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake first, and then make one for yourself and your son.
如果这只是以利亚他本身讲的，可能这个话也不会发生什么事情。
If Elijah spoke these words by his own might, then probably nothing will happen.
但是如果我们看14节。
But if we see verse 14,For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
这个地方讲，以色列的神这样说，坛内的面必不减少，油里的饼必不短缺，直到神使雨降在这个地上。这个神讲的。
And this is what the Lord God said.
所以因为是神讲的，所以这一定会发生。
And because this is what's spoken by God, it will surely happen.
所以神借着以利亚讲话。
So God spoke through Elijah.
真的神跟他同在。
And God was with Elijah.
因此我们今天要复兴我们自己的信仰。
Therefore, today we have to revive our own faith.
要从生活的最基本的需要来相信神。
We have to trust our own daily necessities onto God.
我们从圣经里面找看神为我们应许什么。
And we have to look through the Bible and understand God's promise for us.
每一个问题，我们都在圣经里面找一个神的应许。
And for every problem we have, we can look for God's promise in the Bible.
抓住神的应许来向神祷告。
And we can grab onto God's promise and pray accordingly.
所以这个妇人在15节她就照以利亚的话去行。
And so in verse 15, she went away and did according to the word.
结果她就体验到面没有减少，油也没有减少。
And therefore she experienced that the flour nor oil decreased.
所以一个人要复兴自己的信仰，就是要不断地抓住神的话，用神的话来引导我们的生活。
So in order for us to revive our faith, we have to grab onto God's word and live day by day.
那这样好，我们对神体验越来越多，我们的信仰就越来越有力量。
Then we will experience God in our daily lives, and in our faith, we will be strengthened day by day.
所以信仰的建立是一点一滴照神的话来在生活中体验神。
And so the building up of our faith consists of trusting in God's words every day and experiencing God's word every day.
那以后我们再遇到什么事情我们也不怕，因为我们过去怎么照神的话来生活，神怎么看顾我们，我们就不怕将来有什么困难。
And so no matter what the future holds, what difficulties we'll face, we will not be afraid because it will just be the same old that we grab onto God's promise and rely on Him.
所以有时候我们在上班哦，最忧虑的是什么？
So what's our biggest worries in our work?
就是当经济在往下爬、往下滑的时候，我们的工作是不是保得住？
Or in our job, our biggest worry might be that when the economy tanks, can we keep our job?
那保不住，这也不是我们能控制的。
And it's not within our control whether we'll be able to keep our job or not.
但是这是神可以控制的。
But this is something within God's control.
所以我们就先求神的国、神的义。
So we seek first God's kingdom and righteousness.
那这样一直体验久了之后我们对工作就没有忧虑。
And the more we experience God, the more carefree we will be.
所以神的话可以做我们生活的依靠。
And God's word will be our reliance in our daily lives.
那接下去就是为他的儿子祷告，结果复活了。
And another thing that happened to the widow is that Elijah prayed for her son and he resurrected.
这个都证明神真的跟以利亚同在。
And these all show that God was with Elijah.
所以在十七章以利亚的信仰复兴了。
So in chapter 17, Elijah's faith was revived.
在十八章神就借着他复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
And in chapter 18, God used Elijah to revive the Israelites' faith.
我们一起来唱诗322首。
Let's sing hymn number 322.
我们的真神现在借着圣灵内住在我们心里。
Our God, through the Holy Spirit, dwells in our heart.
如果我们被圣灵充满神就充满在我们里面。
If we're filled by the Holy Spirit, then God fills us.
那我们的信仰就会复兴。
And our faith will be revived.
所以祷告是一个信仰生活非常重要的一部分。
Therefore, prayer is a very important part of our spiritual life.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们专心在祷告中来寻求神。
And in our prayer, let's focus and seek God.
我们把心里倒空，求圣灵来充满在我们里面。
Let's pour our heart and ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.